Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is January 6, 2026, and we've got a lot to cover in the world of AMD and GPU technology. Here's a quick overview of the key headlines we'll be diving into. 1. AMD's ambitious plans for Yotta-scale AI compute with the unveiling of the Helios Rack-scale platform. 2. NVIDIA's new Vera Rubin platform that promises to redefine AI performance and efficiency. 3. Exciting updates from AMD regarding its Ryzen AI embedded processors and new AI initiatives. 4. AMD's upcoming financial results and participation in the Morgan Stanley Technology Conference. 5. NVIDIA expands its GeForce Now cloud gaming service to new platforms. Now let's get into the details. Yotta-scale AI compute, AMD's Helios platform. At CES 2026, AMD's CEO Lisa Su delivered an impactful keynote emphasizing the increasing demand for compute power driven by AI. AMD is positioning itself as a formidable player in the GPU market, traditionally dominated by NVIDIA. The highlight of the presentation was the Helios Rack-scale platform, which is designed for Yotta-scale AI infrastructure. Helios is not just another rack. It's a double-wide design based on the Open Compute Project's Open Rack-wide standard, weighing nearly 7,000 pounds. It will incorporate AMD's latest AI GPU, the Instinct MI455X, alongside the next-generation EPYC Venice CPUs. The MI455X boasts 320 billion transistors more than its predecessor, the MI355X, and is built on a 2-nanometer process with 432 gigabytes of HBM4 stacked memory. Su emphasized that achieving Yotta-scale AI compute requires more than just raw performance. It necessitates a holistic ecosystem that includes CPUs, GPUs, networking, and modular designs that can evolve. Each Helios rack can deliver up to 2.9 exaflops of performance, featuring over 18,000 CDNA5 GPU compute units and 4,600 Zen 6 CPU cores. This is a significant leap in performance and efficiency, aiming to support the next generation of AI models and workloads. AMD's roadmap also includes the MI500 series, set to launch in 2027, which Su claims will deliver a staggering 1,000x increase in AI performance over the MI300 series. This ambitious claim raises questions about the underlying calculations, especially when comparing peak performance metrics. It appears that this increase will be a combination of hardware, software, and networking improvements, including advancements in speculative decoding and parallel draft models. NVIDIA's Vera Rubin platform. Switching gears to NVIDIA, the company has unveiled its Vera Rubin platform, which aims to obsolete current AI hardware just 6 months ahead of its launch. The new NVL72 rack-scale system will feature 72 GPU sockets and 36 CPU sockets, delivering a 10x reduction in inference costs for mixture of expert MoE AI models. This is a significant improvement over the previous generation of systems. The Vera Rubin platform focuses heavily on increasing memory bandwidth, with the Rubin GPU expected to deliver 22 terabytes per sec of memory bandwidth, 2.75 times higher than its predecessor. This is crucial as AI models become more complex and require faster data handling capabilities. The introduction of adaptive compression in the Rubin GPUs is touted as a game changer, allowing for higher inference performance without compromising accuracy. As NVIDIA continues to push the envelope with its AI hardware, the competition in this space is heating up. The Vera Rubin platform is set to redefine the performance benchmarks in AI inference and training. AMD's Ryzen AI embedded processors. Back to AMD, the company has also introduced its Ryzen AI embedded processor portfolio, specifically targeting AI-driven applications in automotive and industrial markets. The new P100 and X100 series processors integrate high-performance Zen 5 CPU cores, RDNA 3.5 GPUs, and XDNA 2 NPUs all on a single chip. This design aims to provide energy-efficient, low-latency AI capabilities for applications like autonomous systems and digital cockpits. The P100 series, for instance, is optimized for digital cockpits and can handle real-time graphics for infotainment systems. It boasts a 35% faster GPU performance compared to the previous generation and delivers up to 50 TOPS of AI performance. This integration of CPU, GPU, and NPU into a compact BGA package simplifies the design for OEMs and enhances the overall efficiency of embedded systems. AMD is positioning these processors to meet the growing demand for AI capabilities at the edge, ensuring that industries can leverage AI without the complexity of multiple discrete components. AMD's upcoming financial results. In corporate news, AMD has announced that it will report its fiscal fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results on February 3, 2026. This will be followed by a conference call to discuss the results. Additionally, Mark Papermaster, AMD's CTO, will be presenting at the Morgan Stanley Technology, Media, and Telecom Conference on March 3, 2026. Investors and stakeholders will be keenly watching these developments, especially in light of AMD's recent product launches and strategic partnerships. NVIDIA expands GeForce Now. Lastly, NVIDIA has made strides in cloud gaming by expanding its GeForce Now service to new platforms, including a native app for Linux PCs and Amazon Fire TV sticks. This allows gamers to stream high-performance titles with RTX 5080 class performance, supporting up to 5K resolution at 120 FPS. The new apps aim to enhance accessibility for gamers, enabling them to enjoy high-quality gaming experiences without the need for local high-performance hardware. The GeForce Now expansion also includes support for flight simulation controls, which is a significant addition for simulation enthusiasts. With the growing popularity of cloud gaming, NVIDIA is positioning itself to capture a broader audience. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that both AMD and NVIDIA are pushing the boundaries of what's possible in GPU technology and AI. AMD's Helios platform and ambitious roadmap signal its intent to compete aggressively in the Yotta-scale AI arena, while NVIDIA's Vera Rubin platform raises the stakes for performance and efficiency in AI workloads. Looking ahead, we can expect further developments from both companies as they continue to innovate and respond to the rapidly evolving demands of AI and GPU computing. The competition is fierce, and it will be exciting to see how these technologies shape the future of computing. Thank you for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. We'll be back with more insights and updates in the next episode.